If you're planning on traveling sometime soon, remember to abide by the quarantine and stay home notice of your country. You might be at risk of losing your citizenship otherwise. A 45-year-old man has officially lost his permanent residency in Singapore after he deliberately breached the country's stay-home notice, following reports from CNA. According to the Immigration and Checkpoints Authority, ICA, he will also be barred from re-entering Singapore. The stay-home notice was only issued to Singaporeans and those living and working in the country who have traveled to at-risk countries in the last 14 days. The notice calls for these citizens to stay in their homes for the entire 2 weeks. Even though the man was specifically told about the requirements of this notice when he arrived back from China last Thursday, the 20th of February, he didn't respond to any phone calls and was reportedly not at his residence when ICA officers came to conduct checks just days after he returned to the country. ICA has since rejected the man's application for the renewal of his re-entry permit in view of the willful breach of the stay-home notice. This renewal would allow him to retain his PR status despite being outside the country. Singapore began implementing the stay-home notice on the 18th of February after the number of COVID-19 cases in the country spiked unexpectedly. As of today, there have been 91 recorded cases in the country, with 7 in critical condition under the intensive care unit. The government will continue to conduct regular random checks through house visits and phone calls to ensure compliance with the stay-home notice, so that the well-being of the community is not put at risk, said the ICA. As troublesome as these notices may seem, nobody should put the lives of others at risk by going against the regulations authorities have placed to protect the rest of the population from this deadly disease. Also read, pangolins identified as potential coronavirus carriers and this might actually help save their species source, Channel News Asia source, Business Insider source, The Straits Times. You have reached the end of this story.